or visit unicef.org.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Oh, I don't know what to say, just like what Afghans sing in this song with Anta. And for a listener, to listen for more beautiful songs from Indonesia, stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia in online streaming, voinews.id.
But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Jumpa dan kau menyapa, indah parasmu hangatkan suasana, buatku tak percaya mimpi indahku jadi nyata. Saat sendiri jalani hari, bayang-bayangmu selalu menghampiri, dan aku pun mengerti apa maunya hati ini. Namun tiba-tiba kau ada yang punya hati ini terluka. Sungguh ku kecewa, ingin ku berkata, kasih maaf bila aku jatuh cinta, maaf bila saja ku suka saat kau ada yang punya. Wow, haruskah ku pendam rasa ini saja, ataukah ku teruskan saja hingga kau meninggalkannya? Kita bersama. Namun tiba-tiba kau ada yang punya hati ini terluka. Kecewa, ingin ku berkata, kasih maaf bila aku jatuh cinta, maaf bila saja ku suka saat kau ada yang punya. Oh, haruskah ku pernah merasa ini saja, ataukah ku teruskan saja hingga kau meninggalkannya dan kita bersama? Akankah ada yang selama ini ada?
Kasih maaf bila aku jatuh cinta, maaf bila saja ku suka
saat kau ada yang punya. Oh, haruskah ku pendam rasa ini saja, ataukah ku teruskan saja hingga kau meninggalkannya dan kita bersama kasih.
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or quilt to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagepe. To make kasawami, initially kagepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Well, listener, local industry can compete in global markets, said the minister. The government has assured that the local industry is capable of competing in the global market, as seen through several achievements made by the domestic industrial sector. He made the remarks at the kickoff of the Industrial Technology Pioneers 2025 here on Wednesday. Since 2022, the contribution of the manufacturing sector to the national gross domestic product has continued to increase. He noted in the 2024, the export value of non-oil and gas processing industry was recorded at $196.54 billion. And it accounted for 74.25% of the total national export value of $264.70 billion.
Bukan aku orangnya. Collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
I wanna love you, girl.
Come on.
Located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Hidup memberikan senyuman aman.
Rupert Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupert Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupert Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupert Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupert Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener to attract tourists, the Rupert Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Kenangan indahnya sang mentari membangunkanku dari tidur yang lelap ini. Sinarmu yang terang mulai memasuki mata dan mengusirku dari alam mimpi.
Dan kini ku berkejar segera siapkan
diriku untuk mulai menjalani hari ini. Datangnya pagi ini dan ku katakan embun membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini dan ku katakan kau burung bernyanyi dan kini ku siap untuk jalani hari ini. Dirimu untuk memulai menjalani hari ini.
listener, kalintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kalintang is similar with gambang, traditional instrument from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kalintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, kalintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, kalintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, kalintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kalintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kalintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden face which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kalintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, kalintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kalintang, let's listen to kalintang rhythm.
Thank you.
consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, karwa tenor 1, karwa rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaita melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inatawing melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given closed paths, like gamelan path. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Here's the news. The Jakarta provincial government has dispatched 342 combined personnel to aid in flood relief efforts in Babelan, Bekasi, West Java. This team comprises 200 personnel from the Environmental Agency, 87 public infrastructure and facilities handling officers from Central Jakarta, 15 firefighters and 40 staff from Parks Agency. They are equipped with 10 garbage trucks, 3 additional trucks from the Parks Agency, 8 portable toilets, 1 sewage tanker, 3 mobile toilet buses, and 3 water spray vehicles from the Fire and Rescue Department. The next news, Kudus Region, Samnani. Antakores has expressed support for the Perum's Bulog program to absorb 10,000 tons of rice from local farmers, aiming to enhance their welfare and ensure food security. During the first planting season, Kudus cultivated 11,798 hectares of rice fields, with an estimated production of 35,071 tons of dry harvested grain, equivalent to 22,445 tons of rice. Bulog has set the government purchase price at 6,500 rupiah per kilogram for dry harvested grain and has already absorbed 109.7 tons from the Kali Wungu and Gebog district as of March 4, 2025. And that was the news.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay!
But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.